Chapter 16. Dugasay was your father? Lexi stared at Rat. But I didn't even know he had any kids.
No one knew. We actually just found out a few months ago ourselves when my mother died. They weren't married, and she never told me who my father was until right before she passed. The funny thing is, I always wanted to be a chef.
Rat let his voice trail off, looking out the window toward the path that led to the dining hall. A chef? Ida sized him up.
Yeah. You don't think bikers have regular jobs? Snake here is an accountant, Weasel's an architect, and Stone owns a coffee franchise, he said, waving his hand at the others as he talked about them.
Lexi felt her eyes widen as she looked at the men, dirty, unshaven, and loaded in leather and tattoos. She couldn't imagine hiring an accountant named Snake or an architect named Weasel.
These aren't our real names,
Snake said, catching her incredulous look.
I'm Artie, and that's Devin, James, Xander, Ricky, and Rusty. The other names are just our biker nicknames. And we clean up real good,
Weasel said, looking down at himself.
So you didn't kill Dugasay?
Ruth said to Rat, a.k.a. Ricky.
No, of course not.
Ida let out a sigh of frustration.
Well, if it wasn't the wife, and it wasn't Sylvia Spicer, and it wasn't one of you, then who the hell did kill him?
Rat rubbed his face with his hand.
That's what I'd like to know.
Did he have any enemies? Did he mention anyone he thought might want to harm him?
Nance asked.
Well, there was this one other chef that Dad said was threatening him. He wanted to buy Dad's chili recipe for the chili battle, and when Dad refused, he got pretty mad.
Chef Marchese?
Ruth asked.
Yes, that's him.
Rat narrowed his eyes at her.
How do you know him?
We don't.
Ruth shook her head.
But we heard he was a rival for the chili contest, and Payne mentioned him as a possible suspect.
Is that who you thought sent us? Lexi asked.
Yes. We knew he wanted to get his hands on the recipe and thought he might send someone to try and take it. But we thought it would be by force, not with pies.
Snake chuckled.
And you guys have the recipe?
Nance raised her brows. Rat nodded.
Dad and I were going to enter the chili contest together, but now that he's gone, I'll enter it myself. In his honor.
We're cooking up a test run now.
Snake pointed to the stove.
Would you like a taste?
Nance went over to the stove, lifted one of the lids, and stuck her nose in.
Oh, this smells good.
Snake and Weasel handed out bowls, and everyone lined up at the stove where Rat proudly ladled out the chili. Lexi took her bowl over by the window and brought the spoon tentatively to her lips. It was good, sweet, and with just enough of a spicy kick.
This is delicious, Ida said.
Helen, Ruth, and Nance agreed.
I don't get why this Marchese guy would kill Rat's dad over a chili recipe,
Snake said.
Well, everyone seems to think Dugasay's chili would win the contest, and winning that contest could be worth millions.
Nan slurped the rest of her chili.
Millions?
Rat's eyebrows mashed together.
Yeah, your father didn't tell you.
No. He just seemed happy that we were working on something together,
Rat said, looking even sadder than before.
The good news is that now you might be the one to win that contest,
Helen said.
And the millions,
Ruth added.
Unless Marchese gets to you first,
Nance cautioned. We can't be certain he's the killer, Lexi said.
No, but he certainly had a motive,
Nance replied.
And right now, he's the best candidate we have. We just have to prove he did it.
How can you do that?
Rat asked. Nance shrugged.
We've caught killers before. Usually we just snoop around and something always comes up. I don't see why this would be any different.
Ida turned to Rat.
What time do you start setting up for the chili battle?
We get our assigned spots tomorrow night and we can set up our tables and canopies then,
Rat said.
The next day, the contest grounds open at noon. We can start cooking then, and the general public is allowed in around 4 p.m.,
Snake added.
Boy, it sure would be great to get in early and snoop around his tent,
Ruth said. Rat looked at her and snapped his fingers.
I know. You can meet us tomorrow night, and we'll get you in with VIP visitor passes, if you want.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Nance put her chili bowl in the sink and started washing the dishes.
Oh, hey, you don't have to do that. You're a guest.
Snake took over the job of dishwashing, and Nance raised her brows at Lexi, who shrugged.
I feel much better knowing you guys are helping find out who killed my dad,
Rat said.
I didn't have a lot of confidence in that detective Payne.
Neither do we, actually,
Nance replied. So he knows about you then? Lexi cut her eyes to Rat.
Yes, he was here the other day,
Rat said.
Weasel's cousin is on the police force here, but he didn't know I was Dugasse's son. I guess Payne figured that out on his own somehow.
Lexi raised a brow. Maybe Payne wasn't as much of a bumbling idiot as he appeared to be.
Well, I guess we better get going.
Ida pushed herself up from the table where she'd found a seat in between Stone and Rusty. Lexi noticed the men exchanging a look, and her muscles tensed. What was that about?
Rat raised his eyebrows at Snake, and Snake nodded.
Is something wrong? Lexi ventured, her nerves on high alert.
No, we just...
Rat looked at the others.
Should we?
Should you what?
Nan stood near the door, her hand on the knob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Snake and the others nodded at Rat.
Well, I was wondering if you ladies would like to go with us to biker bingo tonight. That's a lot of fun. The biker camps from all around the lake go. And tonight's the big game where you can win the grand prize.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Nance raised her brows at the other ladies.
Do you want to go?
Ruth, Ida, and Helen nodded. The women loved bingo and never passed up a chance to get in on a big game.
What's the grand prize?
Ida asked. Snake's eyes lit up.
A Harley.
Count me in, Ruth said. I always wanted a Harley.